今天那个东珠禅寺哈，今天寺里面呢，你们不有没有感受到一股气氛哈？
In the Chan Center today, I don't know if you have felt it. There seemed to be a special atmosphere.
你们很少回来就没感觉到，你也不知道发生什么事啊。
If you don't come back often, you probably don't feel anything because you don't know what it is like normally anyway.
而且如果你就早上活动啊，下午没参加，你也真也不知道。
Or sometimes if you just come in the morning and don't participate in the afternoon activities, then you may not be really aware of what's happening today either.
Hermine 知道呀，好像他知道，还是点头，
还打
招呼，打招呼。你看，我连我们是衣钵菩萨都沾染，还是要起气哈？沾染看那些菩萨，好像很欢喜一样。我们的菩萨们好像很欢喜。其实你在点头，你知道啊？
even the volunteer bodhisattvas seem to be tinted with a sense of joy. So someone is nodding. Do you know what's happening today?
先跟诸位讲一个，不是有人见信哈，不是有人见信。
Well, it's not because someone has seen his true nature.
但我们是很世间的，就是有一对，就是我们义工菩萨啦，我们这个两准心人啊，这一对的都是我们义工菩萨。他前几天是有公证啊，去注册啊，今天是这样仗着这个。就是亲近道场多年嘛，哈，护持道场多年，他希望就是能够在道场能够一个在一个，我也不知道怎么运作哈，就是祝福，能够三宝的祝福呢，所以所以前一阵子的菩萨们，我们义工菩萨们，大家同参道友哈，都是已经在张罗打鼓，对，是准备在 rehearsal 这样子，所以今天是跟着那种喜气的气氛更浓厚了哈。
So let me explain briefly. A young couple, they have been affiliated with this center for quite a few years, and a few days ago they registered to get married, and today they came here to the center to receive blessings from the Sangha and from all the other bodhisattvas. And that's why today at this place the sense of joy is even stronger than usual.
你们知道这个准新郎是谁？大家想知道 ，Steve， 你们认得吧
？Who's the groom? Do you know? It's Steve.
啊 ，Steve 就是那位，我说那个混小子哈。我都常常讲他这个是他也是没心眼哈，这个但是容易忘记了，家在做什么常会忘记。我是叫混小子。所以我讲话是很粗鲁啊，而且他是混小子这样，那这怎么居然要结婚呢？
It's Steve. Oftentimes I call him the dude because he oftentimes seems to be a little bit more forgetful. Not always remember what I tell him to do. But even he's getting married today.
但是补充了，他心地是很善良的哈，只是好像有时候少一根筋这样子而已。
Even though he may seem to be a little forgetful at times, but his heart is really true and really good, has a really good heart.
所以你们欢迎诸位哈，我们的西方菩萨们呢，大家下午呢，诵戒，大家就不要跑哈，大家可以欢迎大家留下来，我们还在诵戒后，大家为他就是庆祝，我也不知道怎么运作，说老实话，我只知道说，就是大家为他祝福了。
So today, in the afternoon, if you can, please try to stay. After the recitation of the Bodhisattva precepts, we will continue on with giving him blessings and celebrate together with this newly wed couple.
好，这个前提哈，这是一点花边。我们先回到今天准备把这个四功德之品这个问题呢，把它希望能把它结束。
So that's just some a little bit extra news to share with you in the beginning. And now we have to get back to the topic of the day, the explanation of merit and virtue, the chapter 2 of the Sixth Patriarch Sutra.
你们看，就是其实就我上礼上上礼拜哈，讲到这个自修性是功，自修是德。啊，讲到是自修身是德呢，我讲到说我们去修身这个也是比较容易了解呢，就是因为我们因为事相上现象上的指嘛，现存在我们身口这方面的这个修持。
Two weeks ago, we were discussing the phrase, the sentence, self-cultivation of one's nature is merit, and self-cultivation of the body is virtue. At one level, the self-cultivation of the body is easier for us to understand because it implies the practice of perfecting your speech and your actions. So that part is not as ambiguous.
我们这个其实在师父的意思讲起来，讲他有修身的部分呢，是德呢，他有浅有深的层次呢。我们上次讲的是比较浅的层次哈，就是只要你的身口。你的身口能够做出对你身边乃至跟你相处的任何个人呢，也能够给他们帮助，对他们有用，给让人家安全感，觉得你信用可靠，让人家温暖呢，其实就是一个德，就是一个德。
Self-cultivation of the body is virtue. Regarding this phrase, Shifu has different explanations for it. You can actually interpret it on several different levels. At the first level, the easier level, the practice of the cultivation of the body, cultivation of the virtue, you can do it by perfecting your speech and your actions. As long as you're benefiting those people around you, helping them in a way feeling warm, feeling safe and reliable, those can be considered as the cultivation of the body.
我在想呢，就因为讲深一层呢，大家我们一下做不到，但是浅的呢，我就一直强调哈，我们随时要能够借着自己的身体呢来利益人哦。这样，我记得以前听到一些，也是英国的故事的，里面讲到呢，其实他这个人好像是说他会变得一个什么神呢、啊？我记得在《安世全书》哈，这本书叫《安世全书》里面讲到一些英国的道理。他是讲到他这个有一个商人呢、啊，在印度的时候，他会都出外要去寻宝什么，后来迷路了，在这个树林里面迷路，然后食粮口粮都没有都用完了，那就你看面对饥饿呢，那就是他就是非常的在那个这商人就是非常的，就是恐慌恐惧嘛，就是大家开始的那心里那样恐惧，那后来这个树神呢、啊，就变现哈、啊。树神的出现呢，就安慰他们，所以是为什么这么恐惧啊？所以就是他们没食物，这树神就是这个，反正是我忘记这个十几年前看到的《安世全书》，出自《安世全书》讲的，大家可以去查。就是变了很多的食物，就是一个手指就一变，就变很多的食物，就是天人嘛，神不那个神那个就是树神了、啊，那应该算是鬼神类，但是福报比较大的，福报大的。他就变了很多食物，就解决他们饥饿的问题。那这个商人就很有兴趣，想知道说，这个是为什么你能够这个？他说是因为就过去我过去生呢，其实就是我其实也不是有很有钱的人，就是也是很穷，那是摆地摊。那但是就是常常就是有人有路过啊，因为我是在当地嘛，有陌生的人来说找路啊，找不到什么，我就跟他说怎么走，用我的手臂啊，就让人家免得人家就是。来来去去，让人家让人家很容易就到达他目的地，就是随手，他就是还能做到的，帮助人家。所以这样子一点点的善事呢，他感得或者下一生他就是做当那个还是树神呐、啊。我记得是《安世全书》有这么一个记载，这么一个故事。
安世
全书，好像对，《安世全书》。
So, as I said last week.Two weeks ago in the last talk, at the deeper level, the cultivation of the virtue may not be immediately attainable to us, but the shallower level, the perfecting of one's speech and action so that you can benefit people around you, that level of cultivation we should try to do as much as possible at all times. I remember reading the story a few decades ago. It's called The Complete Collection of An Shi. An is the last name, so this person whose last name is An. So in this compilation of stories, there was a case where there was a group of merchants. They were lost in the woods, and they were running out of water and food, so everybody was panicking. And at the moment of panic, suddenly appears this tree deity. And the tree deity asked them, why are you so fearful and panicky? And the merchants explain, oh, we don't have food, we're lost. So this deity immediately transformed in front of them food and all the necessities. And so one of the merchants were really curious and asked the deity, why is it that you have this wondrous ability, being so powerful? And the deity answered, you know, actually, I haven't done that much, but in my previous life, I was a peddler selling things on the street. And I wasn't wealthy or anything, but what I did was whenever there were visitors or strangers to town, when they're looking for directions, readily I would point them to the place where they're looking for. That's all I did. And based on that deed, I am able to, in this life, reincarnated and become a tree deity. So that's a case showing that the cultivation of virtue can lead to a lot of benefit. And so we should practice that.
当然我们修学佛法不是说要求未来生到鬼神，呵呵，这个最终强调一下，但是呢，就是说你修一点善呢，你的生命呢，你就不会往下堕哈。但是如果我们知道这道理呢，我们仗着这今生这个我们的有六根嘛，我们眼睛、耳朵，我们有身体呢，能够随手呢这个举手之劳，我们来帮助身边有缘的人，就是我们即使是做人本来应该要做的，而不是说让世界上现在很多人是不知道这道理，反而利用自己的身体呢来做让自己未来生命的。不要到未来生命，可能今生的哪一个时候开始就受很苦恼的这种果报，那真是太傻了，那真是太愚痴了。
And of course, in our course of learning Buddha's teaching, the purpose is not to be reborn to become a god, a deity, or a powerful ghost. That is not the goal. What I'm trying to say is, in this lifetime, even if we just practice a little bit of good, trying to helping other people, it will at least ensure that we don't drop down into the three evil realms. And also, even more importantly, with our six faculties, it is our responsibility to do good and try to bring benefits to the people around us. But a lot of people don't understand this principle. And instead, they do all kinds of deeds that not only will cause them harm in the future lives, but even in this present life, it's already creating a lot of suffering for themselves.
好，这是讲到前一层的讲，就是修身是德。再讲深一层的讲呢，其实我们修行的，我们内心的一种体验，内心的一种转化，就叫做德。
So that's at one level where you practice the cultivation of your body and cultivation of virtue through doing good deeds and helping other people. At a deeper level, though, the practice of the body will actually bring transformation to your body and mind.
诸位认为说什么是修行呢？
What do you think cultivation is?
真正的我们的禅修，我们是禅宗的道场，师父传承两个这个法脉啊，这个，但是呢，真的修行呢，不是只有禅坐。
So our center focus on Chan meditation, and Shifu carries a lineage of two separate lineages, but true cultivation is not limited to meditation.
真的修持呢，是经典讲这个 如佛菩萨祖师大德讲的广修六度万行。
True cultivation has to do with what the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas taught us, is practicing the six perfections, the six paramitas.
广修六度万行。
The six paramitas and all the 10,000 good deeds.
这六度呢，布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧，我们就不要特别讲了，我们就举简单的这个我们讲持戒好了，就 以修持是持戒来讲呢，我们如果能够持某一个戒条、戒法、戒条呢，你就你这个身心，你自然的身心逐渐的能够安定沉淀，乃至呢耶稣，因为持戒其实就是你耶稣的你的身口嘛。当然这戒有小圣戒、大圣戒，小圣戒呢就是耶稣你的身口，大圣呢就是你的直接对治你的心地。那这个当然有深有浅有深的这种回不同的那个结果。总之，这个你只要持戒呢，你就能够得到你自己身心能够安定，还是能安全保护你自己了。所以这就是这种内心的那种转化呢，这就是有德。
The six parameters are charity, keeping the precepts, having endurance or being able to tolerate insult. The fourth one is diligence.The meditation, the last one is wisdom. We're not going to go into each of them in detail, but let's just take keeping the precepts as an example. By keeping precepts, you are restraining yourself, and which will yield a life that's more settled, calmer, and even safer. And of course, the keeping of precepts there are different routes. There's the greater vehicle route and a lesser vehicle route. In the smaller vehicle route is merely refraining from doing evils, and the greater vehicle is to bring benefits to all sentient beings. But in either case, both one will yield different kinds of results. But the least, you are able to ensure the settledness and a safety.In your daily life, and in that itself is a kind of transformation of the mind and body.
要再补充一下，讲这个自修身是德呢，这个德呢，可以讲说，刚刚讲浅的这修身是德呢，可以说重点呢在于他人来讲，对利益其他人来讲，比较偏重在他人德哈。那现在会在讲深一层的是修身是德，就是。这是我们自己修行的内心的转化呢，这是讲到我们自己修行者自己内心的这种那种转折，这种的回应是内心的那种转变转化叫德，是叫偏重于自己。我会再补充讲的。
Let me go back and make myself a little bit more clear. The self-cultivation of the body is virtue. Like I said, there are two different levels. At a shallower level, the benefiting of other people, that the onus of that is on others, benefiting them. So that's one level. At a deeper level, this transformation, this virtue, gaining of virtue has to do with transformation of the mind, and the focus of that is on the self.
这讲到刚刚讲到持戒，我们再以布施来讲。我们布施，我们知道，有哪种布？好几种布施嘛，财施、法施、无畏施。以无畏施来讲，如果我们常常修着无畏施的话，首先你自己也不但让他人能得到安全，有没有恐惧呢？你自己心里也是远离恐惧。来自于我们说财施来讲，或是你的体力、这个智力、这个布施供养啊。啊，其实都是让你的心里能够远离贪吝，让你的心里呢，心灵更广大。因为我们过去呢，我们如果不知道道理呢，不知道是不施行的话呢，你心里藏着自我是非常坚固的。这个，那你这相对来讲呢，你这次是自我是非常的狭隘，永远只有想到自己。但就经过你这个修行呢，你内心就是一种转折。你是不断远离这个恐惧呢，来自于这个心里是非常的广大， 这个心性呢，不断的把本来的心性呢，渐渐的、逐渐的发展、逐渐的开展。
So, let's take another one of the six paramitas as an example, the practice of charity. As you know, there are several different types of practice of charity giving. The first one is the giving of your wealth or material goods. The second one is the giving of dharma. And the third one is the giving of fearlessness. And so regarding giving of fearlessness, if you practice this regularly, whether you give courage to other people or to yourself, it will lead to yourself being able to lead a life of away from fear. And also for the giving of materialistic goods, it could be related to giving your money or giving your time or your knowledge. By practicing this, we can ensure the mind will stay away and depart from greed, and gradually the mind will become more and more open and broader. Because if we don't practice the practice of charity, then oftentimes we are very selfish and egocentric, and all our worldview is narrow and rigid, fixated on the self. But through the practice of charity and the cultivation of it, we can make sure gradually our mind will open up and become broader and all-encompassing.
这个在讲到人入行，修人入行哈，这个修人入行的时候，我就会想到这当年的韩愈啊，大家就知道嘛，中国人都知道哈，那个人那个胯下的那个耻辱，大家知道这个人叫他是不是叫韩愈啊？
韩信
，他是其实他是哪一国时代的人啊？战国时代，我忘记了，汉朝吗？刘邦当时的大将，可在这个，我觉得他这个是可惜的一点哈，他最后也是还是被刘邦斩了，就是有他当年他能够也是修这忍哈，修忍辱了，能够这个那个当时被他的还是他的邻居的他的家乡的人都是笑看不起他嘛，那种种的侮辱嘛，他能够忍了，但是真的佛法讲到忍辱呢。其实是讲到说 最根本的骨髓里面是讲说无我的，因为现前的我们因缘所生的我们现前的各种条件呢，你可能比较差，长得丑，或者是哪里不如人，被 不懂的道理的人讥笑你，但是你知道这一切都是因为过去所做嘛，所以今生所受，所以你就能够接受，你就不觉得对有什么他对方善笑你有什么丢脸不丢，就是觉得就是该被人家讲了，但就过，但是你知道是因缘所生法，你知道一切都是空性的，因缘所造，今生决定是不断的改变，也能改变过去不好的因缘。那这个是讲到佛法讲的智慧的部分，能够懂的话呢，就不会像这个过去的韩信哈，到最后还是难免这个杀头这个遭的下场。大家听得懂意思吗？
So the third one is the practice of endurance or the practice of tolerating insults, and immediately comes to my mind is the example of Han Xing. This is the person back in the Han Dynasty, and his story is very famous among the Chinese people, where in the earlier lives of his life, the people, his countrymen, did not think much of him. They often slight him. So he was once even asked to crawl between a person's two legs. And at that time for people, it means great, great shame. But he did not fight back, and at that moment, because he knew that he didn't have enough strength or ability, so he endured. Yeah, he endured this great, great insult and just did as he was told. But in his case, his kind of endurance, he merely just endured and hold it in, hold back. But in Buddhism, when we talk about endurance and tolerating insult, we're actually looking at it from a deeper level of no self. To see that there's no self, for instance, if you, and the essence of endurance is, again, no self. So for example, if in our current situation we lack, we don't look attractive or lack money, lack status, and people slight you because of that, based on what we learn in Buddhism, we know that it's merely a result of past actions. And if you're able to understand the principles of cause and conditions and cause and effect, then everything is merely a result of all different kind of cause and conditions. And so you will understand there's really nothing to get really angry or shameful about. Not like Han Xing, even though he was at the moment able to just bear it and swallow his pride, but ultimately he wasn't practicing that at a deeper level, and at the end he was actually killed by the Emperor Liu Bang.
他应该怎么做才可以那个？他其实应该功成，应该是就是什么身退哈，这不就缺乏这一点，就是他知道这已经帮助了这个国家品治平的平安，在太平了之后呢，他就赶快退，自己赶快退，来保住自己的前身。因为这个原来可以共患难的，一般来讲过去的国君呢，只能够共患难，不能够共安乐的。他会对你很慰藉，就你再出去他不安全，就会把你除之为快。所以这个是智慧的部分。
So let me just add a little bit. So this person Han Xing, he was famous because he later on became a general of the emperor and helping him conquer the competing armies and end up helping this person Liu Bang become the king, the emperor of China. But what he did lack was wisdom. He should have known that this emperor doesn't really have the ability to tolerate people who are very able. So, and the emperor tend to be jealous of those who are really accomplished and very capable. So knowing that, Han Xing should have greater wisdom and retire from his position after he helped the emperor achieve the crown, getting the crown. So that's pertaining to the part of wisdom which he didn't seem to have enough of.
我们讲到历史去了，回到这个忍辱行，大家知道这修忍辱是很重要。忍辱还是四项上的，还要是四项上，我们修忍辱行四项上还是说还要我们矮人家一截，人家马上就是对人家牲口的，就对你的那种不屑或者是什么，或者对你的那个待遇呢，那你还觉得你当下就好像你真的。面子上啊或者什么的，你就只是在位置上递那一级好几递好几级，但是你要真正的知道我们真正的回到佛法上的话呢，我们说任何做任何事情呢，只要该做就去做，不要计较位置大小，这些四项上的事情我们不用再，最主要是修这四项上的我们能克服呢，最主要是对峙在理上呢，就是你的心里始终知道这佛法的道理，就是一切都是因缘所生，你配合因缘该做该你能做的事情，尽你能做的事情，你的责任应该去做。啊，其实从这个过程里面呢，就是修你的，可以对峙你自己自我内心的种种的这种，其实这个自我，本来我们每一个人就是生生世世这种流转的，就是生生世世世流转有什么作用呢？就是每一次就不断的栽培我们坚固的自我。这坚固的自我就让我们起很多种的这种嗔心和烦恼心，所以借着这四项修忍辱呢，你就是不断的就是一层一层的把你的自我这个坚固的自我的执着呢不断的让它脱落，所以说修忍辱呢，就真正知道道理，不是像韩信这样子的哈。 当然我们是为了完成事情来更进一步呢，接着这事情完成呢，更能够栽培自己的心性呢，不断的让自己本清净的本性能够逐渐的展现，这个是很重要的。
So we sort of got derailed and got into history. Now let's get back to the Buddhism part. So when we talk about tolerating insult, on the surface, oftentimes it seems like or it feels like you, by practicing this, you're losing out or you just don't look as good as the other people. But in Buddhist practice, this tolerating of insult actually means you should just do whatever you're supposed to be doing at the moment, following your doing your responsibilities and doing your obligations without being calculating or thinking too much about your status or what other people think of you. All we do is we fulfill our responsibilities. And by doing this, in a way, we are shedding away our ego, shedding away our sense of self. Because life after life, in everything that we do, we have accumulated a very strong and really rigid sense of self. But if you're able to just do what you're supposed to be doing at the moment without thinking about what other people think or the status or all the other surface things, then gradually, not only you are accomplishing what is you're meant to be doing, but also you can gradually shed away the sense of self slowly and gradually.
我们讲这个六度万恨呢，其实是修行是万恨，都是把它归纳起来，我把它这个抓，咱抓个领子哈，这样一个归纳的总纲领就是六度，而且其实在讲，我们常常还讲说六波罗蜜，还讲十波罗蜜，就是六度呢，再加上十悲喜舍，修行其实就是修六度呢，还有十悲喜舍，就是十波罗蜜。波罗蜜大家知道，其实到彼岸嘛，从烦恼污名的这个苦海的彼岸呢，到清净涅槃的彼岸，就是没有烦恼的这个境界。
And when we're talking about the Buddhist practice, the phrase that's commonly used is the six paramitas and 10,000 deeds. So that means that you can do 10,000 different deeds to cultivate for your cultivation. But an easier way to remember, to summarize it all, is the six paramitas: charity, precept, endurance, diligence, concentration, power, and wisdom. And in addition to the six paramitas, sometimes people also talk about 10 paramitas, which then you will also add kindness, compassion, joy, and giving. That makes the 10 paramitas.And paramita means to reach the other shore.
我们就讲到六度呢，就真正的就是真正的修持呢，就是布施、持戒、忍辱，就是真正的四项这样做呢，当然以智慧般若为基础的话，才能讲出波罗蜜。所以是真正的我们在身体在身体上的奉行呢，就是持戒、布施、忍辱，这三个是真正的在修。真的在修行，不施、持戒、忍辱，这是我们生生世世，我们今生了解佛法道理之后，我们就是修的，就六度啊，真正是像在持戒、不施、忍辱上头去努力，不断的从我们能够做到的、出的、浅的，然后再不断的让随着我们的了解道理，随着我们的心性，随着我们能力的加深呢、加强，我们的做我们这个不施、持戒、忍辱，我们做的功夫呢，就由慢慢的流出。慢慢到更细，到更微细，从浅到更深彻，这样逐渐的生生世世就是修这个，到最后能够。
So in the six paramitas, what we can do, what we actually can bodily practice is the charity, the keeping of precept, and tolerating insult or endurance. Of course, these three have to be guided by Prajna, deep wisdom. But in terms of our actual action, the focus should be on charity, precept, and endurance. And knowing the six paramitas and now vowing to practice the Buddhist teaching, we need to practice the six paramitas life after life and be firm in our resolve to practice them. And as we move on, our ability may change and our understanding may deepen. And so gradually our practice of the six paramitas can go from a coarse level to a more subtle, refined level. And our understanding can also move from at a shallow level to a much deeper understanding of the true practice of the six paramitas.
诸位听得懂吗？所以我们不是直接人用，就是我们要修的哈。但是我们根据我们现前的因缘，我们的能力能做到的地方，就我们从外层慢慢的做起，一定要做，因为今生得人生，就要赶快修持。慢慢的，我们就是可能还是今生的，可能后面几年呢，你慢慢的越来越能做，就慢慢越来那个心性越来越成越来越亲近了，能够就这主要这三项呢，能够达到，那未来呢，人生一定是节节增上的。
So do you understand what I'm saying? That the six parameters are very important, and we have to practice charity, precept, and endurance. But according to our current condition and our ability or circumstance, maybe you can only practice it at a lesser course level. But no matter what, you should still do it. And as time moves on, as the mind becomes more settled and pure, then gradually your practice of six paramitas can deepen and will become even more refined, and you're more able to do it. But no matter what, you should try to focus on the six and practice no matter what kind of ability you have at the moment. And by doing so over a long period of time, then we can ensure that your cultivation and your understanding will gradually be transcended and improve and move to a deeper level.
你想精进是配什么？精进是在配合在持戒，不是人用。精进它是用在任何一度上面的，我们六度任何一度上面都要配上精进。当然禅定是我们本来在修持的，总之是这真正的在修持的，真是帮助自己能够心性能够真正的自我能够自我能够无始的自我无始的障碍慢慢能够脱落了，才是在布施持戒人中上头。
So the first three, charity, precepts, and tolerating insult, those are the things that we can do physically with our bodily action and speech. And then you may wonder, what about diligence? Well, diligence goes with all the three prior practice. You need to practice charity with diligence, keeping precepts with diligence, etc. And meditation, of course, is concentration power that we should try to hone at all times. And by practicing bodily charity, precepts, and endurance, then over a period of time, our self will gradually shed away.
这个修身是者哈，这个我们修行呢，总是会渐渐的内心的那种体验，那种环境，有些人会知道，这有些人是不知道自己的慢慢的转变。我讲一个有趣的故事好了，因为刚刚讲的太严肃了，
So the again, going back to the self-cultivation of the body is virtue. As we are practicing, many of you can probably sense the transformation that's happening. You can feel it. But there are also some people that they just don't feel it. They don't feel any transformation happening whatsoever. This reminds me of an interesting story, real story, that I encountered a while back. It's lighter, because what we've talked about earlier is probably a little bit too serious for you. So the story is a little funny.
Too serious.
Do you think it has been too serious so far?
好，讲个故事 ，talk a story. 这个师父讲的哈，师父讲的这个师父在坛那在龙禅寺以前讲坛经的时候，就是这个有某一个菩萨呢，他护持龙禅寺好几七八年，很热心护持龙禅寺，什么是活动他都来护持，他自己每一个参加我们修行活动也是很虔诚，然后他就觉得七八年来好像他没有感觉到自己变了。这个好像两个眼睛还是两个眼睛啊，一个鼻子还是一个鼻子，还是一个嘴巴啊，两个耳朵没有哪里增加，他说自己好像学佛，好像自己也没有得到什么。他说学佛是有用，他就觉得就跑去问师父说，那修行有用吗？修行有用吗？我还是自己没有感觉到可以得到什么。
So this is a story from Shi Fu many years back. There used to be a volunteer Bodhisattva that attends the Nongchan Monastery, and she was very diligent and participate in many of the activities, and she was also very supportive, helping out in all sorts of events at the temple. So she has been following Shi Fu for 7-8 years, and but one day she was wondering, like, with all this cultivation and practice, it didn't seem to be leading me anywhere. I don't feel any difference. Still two eyes, one nose, one mouth, two ears. I don't have more, I don't have less. I don't feel what cultivation is doing to me. So she went up to Shifu and asked him, so am I really gaining anything from my cultivation? What good does it do anyway?
师父就问他说，如果你不是这么样的热心来护持道场的活动或者当义工，如果你不是这么虔诚来拜佛来修行，那你把这些时间用在哪里呢？
师父 then asked her, well, if you don't spend all your time actively participating in these practice and the activities and coming here and with all your piety, bowing to the Buddha, reciting the sutras. If you hadn't been doing that, what would you have done with all your time?
他就想一想啊，那我过去就是那就是差哎，那是20年前的事情了。20年前那时候台湾就是风行杨丽花，歌仔戏杨丽花，还有就是大家就会打麻将嘛，打麻将哈。还有到这次打电话聊天三缺一，打麻将三缺一啊，打电话找人聊天，就是做这些事情。
The story was dated back to about 20 years ago, and 20 years back then, in Taiwan, people were really into watching this sort of Taiwanese opera on TV, kind of sing-songy, sort of like Chinese opera. And also, if people don't watch that, then they probably spend a lot of their time playing mahjong. That was 20 years ago.
他师父说，那这样这两个你的心，你觉得哪一个比较对你来讲，你的心情比较好一点？哪一种你觉得要比较起来，哪一种比较好呢？
So Shi Fu then asked her, well, between doing these two types of activities, either watching a Taiwanese opera and playing mahjong versus coming to the temple, helping out and participating in all the different practices, which one makes you feel better?
他想着，现在生活很正常啊。现在生活时间一到，我就要到龙禅寺去做什么？都是固定的活动嘛，是到寺院都是固定活动嘛。他都参加，都被分配当成义工、上灵人哈。像艾尔他之前也是，做什么一定要来，时间到就要做。他不会想到说，就过去如果没有来弄寺院来当义工来修行的话，就太无聊了，就想说啊。等一下打跟给找谁三缺一啊，打跟谁来聊天啊，等一下杨丽花的话要看什么，对这些烦恼。那现在不会，现在很正常，就是到了时间就做什么事情，就很固定。师父说，这就是你修行的这个成果啊。他说这就是成果，很高兴。
And so she replied to 师父, Well, these days my life is very orderly and routine, that whenever the right time is, when I come, I know I'll come to the temple and do this and that. So it's orderly. And had it not been this way, if I stay home and watch Taiwanese opera and play mahjong, then my mind will be wandering all over the place. And I get so bored that I wonder, oh, who should I call to play mahjong with? Or which channel should I watch right now for the Taiwanese opera? And my mind will keep wander, and the schedule is not going to be routine and orderly. So for now, everything seems to be very set. At the right time, I come to the monastery to participate in the activity. So Shifu then said to her, well, this is the result of your practice, that your mind is more settled. And upon hearing that, she was really happy.
这个修行的这个修身是怎样，这个是比较浅一点的哈，就是他是比较安定的，就是因为他就是进入一个轨道，一个这个更正常的轨道，对他身心有帮助的轨道，配合跟着三宝嘛，会比较身心稳固的这种轨道，有益的轨道。如果一般如果在家生活，我们就可能就是会比较颓丧萎靡，这样他很高很低，就是非常不稳定，对身心也会有伤害。
So that is pertaining to the cultivation of the body is virtue, that phrase, at a shallower level where you have less vexations. And this person, her life got, it's sort of like her life got on track, and she follows a routine, and it becomes very settled and calm, as opposed to ordinary people, if they don't engage in practice, oftentimes we hit highs and lows, and things get bounced around erratically. So that is one level. You have less vexations, and things seem to become clearer and more settled on track.
让他讲更深刻一点哈。如果我们修行到这么深刻，你的心性开展了自信的三法，你不一定是事项上一定要亲近什么天婆，他就去当什么，在你自己自信里面就有三法，实际上是深深的道理是这样子，那你当然就是自己能调理你的身心，调理你的生命的每一个时刻。
But at the deeper level of cultivation of the body, this virtue is that your mind becomes broader, and the mind itself contains a triple jewel. So you don't really need to become affiliated or attend temples and activities. You don't necessarily have to do that, but you become able to self-regulate, and your mind opens up and to lead to more freedom.
就是讲到这个修身呢，有的是德呢，有的这个心理的那转化呢，转折，有的人能够知道哈，能知道自己的心灵的一种转，越来越澄清，越来越安定，越来越清明，越能够把握自己的生命的道机呢。那有很多人是不知道的，像就好像吃饭一样哈。肚子饿的时候吃的狼吞虎咽，吃完的时候就吃饭什么用啊，就是这样子，没什么了不起的。他不想这个吃过了，解决就不觉得这个饮食有什么用，就是这样的道理。对，这不知道，不是很了解自己，就是这个是那个可能也是新的澄清，新的心性，对，沉淀的状况不同啊。
So with a self-cultivation of the body is virtue, then people's mind gradually can become more settled and calmer, clearer, and it opens up. Not like ordinary people where, again, things get bounced up and down. And for instance, when people get hungry, they feel, oh, you know, I have to eat right away. But once they're full, then they start thinking, no, what's the use of eating? You know, what good does it do? It won't be like that. It will be clear and settled.
就这段跟诸位的总结，自修胜自得哈。大家觉得学佛觉得一点用都没有，有没有？请举手一下。学佛觉得一点都用都没有，一点用都没有的，目前为止。那位菩萨感觉一点用都没有的，请举手一下。
Among you, is there any of you feel there's absolutely no use for learning Buddhism, it didn't do you any good? Can you raise your hand, please?
有没有像那故事中的人?
Anyone like the woman in the story that didn't feel anything?
好，相反觉得很有用的，请举手。
Anyone feel like it's super useful? Raise your hand.
Okay, good. Yeah. 应该都要举手哈。哦，后面怎么都不举手，不敢举手啊。
How about those people in the back? How come no one's raising your hand? One answer is because I'm not seeking anything. And Basha says, well, you're not answering to my question.
大家知道德嘛，就是德就是其实我们学佛修行的一种体验，一种转化，你感受到对你有用，其实就是你的心性的一种，就是本来就有德用，让它就是呈现出来，就是德，就是中文字太有意思了，太妙了，这个中文字太妙，德，德到就是本来就有的，我们叫德用，本来就是有，但你经过你经过修行，让它产生，让它成，让它展现出来，那德。
So a lot of people can feel that this kind of transformation is greatly benefiting their life. So the word here, it's translated as virtue. That word with similar sound in Chinese, there's another word means gain. You're gaining something. But what you're really gaining is what you already have. You are merely rediscovering it and bringing it out so you can make better use of it.
好，我们接着讲下面呢，要赶快把解决哈。善知识功德须自性内见，不是布施供养之所求也。
We have to make haste and move faster and finish this up. So the next phrase is, good knowing advisors, merit and virtue should be seen within one's own nature, not sought through giving and making offerings.
这都是讲的体验，所以我们向内自己见到自己的自信。
And this is all related to an experiential thing. So internally, you try to see your own nature.
对，要见自信哈，人心见性，见自信，根据师父讲的是很容易啊。
So seeing your own nature is what we are striving for. According to Shi Fu, it shouldn't be that hard. It should be pretty easy.
这是师父讲的，不是我有这个，我没有资格讲这个。
Shi Fu said it. It's not me. I'm not qualified to say such things, but he said it.
师父讲为什么容易？他只要你摆下一切妄想执着。 当下就是你的心性，你的自信的一种显现，摆下一切妄想执着。And
why would he say that? Why did he say that's easy? Shi Fu said it's easy because as soon as you put down all your vexations and wandering thoughts and attachment, immediately you will see your true self nature. That's how easy it is. As long as you let go of your vexations, attachment, and wandering thoughts.
所以诸位，你们认为是容易还是不容易？
What do you think? Is it easy or hard?
所以也可以讲说很不容易，所以很容易也可以讲很不容易。
So it's both easy and difficult at the same time, quite paradoxically.
我在想到师父讲的摆下一切妄想执着的时候，当下就是你自信显现，跟六祖慧能讲的是，就是同样道理哦。六祖慧能怎么讲？但 但一切善恶莫思量，啊，心智，当下就是见到你的自信的这个心性的本体，你自信的清净的本体，那就是湛然常寂，妙用恒沙，这是六祖慧能讲的哈。但能够一切善恶莫思量，但一切善恶莫思量。
就能够见到你的自信的清净的本性，其实意思一样，跟刚刚师父讲的放下一切妄想执着，当下你的自信的显现，意思是一样的，就是用的，就每个人见到性的时候讲出来字句就不一样了，这样才是活嘛，所以叫妙用。So
Shifu
said, to let go of your vexations, wandering thoughts, and attachment, and immediately at the very moment you see your self nature. This is actually similar to what the six patriarchs said. The phrase he used was to stop thinking stop thinking of all every of all good and bad. Stop thinking good and bad, and immediately stillness is revealed in front of you, like the Ganges River. So in that sense, immediately you get to see your true self nature. So even though the phrases seem to be slightly different, but they are referring to the same thing, I guess that's what they all experience once people reach enlightenment.
这个对我们做不到的我们就不讲了，我们讲我们可以做到的。 它也是一种自信，一种体验。那就是说，你的自己的感觉到，像其实你刚刚都举手了嘛，就是你自己感觉你的烦恼越来越少，你那种享受，你就是那处在任何时空，就你来讲，就是一种享受的感觉越来越大，这就是一种自信的一种体验，对不对
That kind of state is not attainable. We haven't attained it at this moment, so we're not going to discuss about it too much. But we can talk about the benefit of cultivation based on what we know, what we personally experience. So as many of you have raised your hand, as well as feel that you're having less and less vexations, and also moment to moment, that every second you are able to enjoy life more, that's a kind of gain that you're having from your practice.
这个刚讲前，为什么讲？不管前或深的这种体验呢，都是一种这个你自己一种修行的一种功，都算是修行功德。即使这个曾经讲的标准比较高，就是它一定是讲说断尽烦恼才是真正的见到自信，才是真正的功德。但是我们能够享受到多少，烦恼能够少多少，能够断多少呢？我们能享受到的自在就越大，这就是一种自信的一种体验。 就还不用到见到现象，到现在，当前我们就不断让你的，就是能够感受到那种禅悦法喜。
So even though we did mention the virtue can be considered at a more shallow level or deeper level, or you can have a shallower experience or deeper experience, but we can all bear witness to the benefit of cultivation. Based on the sutra, the standard is higher. They talk about virtue or gains only when you have cut off all your vexations and see your true nature. That's true virtue. But even if we are not able to reach that state, as long as we feel we're becoming freer and we're able to enjoy life more, that's also a sort of gain. You're also on the right track of practicing your virtue.
但是要讲到真的，我们可不能得少为主，浅尝为止。But
at the same time, I still have to remind you, do not become satisfied with very little benefits. You know, move on and try to deepen your understanding.
要问，我们没有真正见到自信呢，我们会有什么样的过错、功过哈？我会有什么过患？我们学佛的要看这道理，我们没有真正见到的自信呢，有什么过患？
So we have to talk about in the case because we haven't seen our true self nature on our path of practice. What kind of pitfalls can we encounter, that we might encounter, and what kind of faults can we still have? We need to have a clear understanding of that.
那见到自信呢，其实就是我们见到空性，那你这往往呢，你会被事相上生活这种现实的轮回转，那你就容易就起烦恼，那你就被真实是骗了，就容易起烦恼。当我们一起烦恼的时候，烦恼起伏符合之后，一起烦恼的时候，我们自信呢就被就不自信就违背了，自信你我们自心本性里面就产生一些乱的不清净的一种现象。
So, not being enlightened, haven't seen our true self nature, that means we haven't penetrated true emptiness. And because of that limitation, oftentimes we can get distracted by worldly phenomena. We only see the surface, and vexations can easily rise due to all sorts of phenomena. And then our mind becomes murky, and we have all these sort of, it departs from our true self nature. So we need to be very aware of this being happening.
所以前一点的体验是需要的，这是一个过程，是很好的。但是不要得少为主，因为它只是一个基础而已，还要再进一步呢。当然总比没有的好，但是还这个是不就近的。所以这不就近呢，佛法里面讲的叫做有漏，所有一切呢就是有漏。
So even though it's great that you feel some benefit from your practice, but remember, do not become satisfied with so little. We do have to remember to move deeper and to deepen our practice so that we can have more profound experience and understanding. Because after all, the kind of gains or virtues that we have at this time, before seeing true self-nature, it still has outflows. It's exhaustible and it can be gone any time. So we have to deepen our practice.
大家知道有漏嘛，哈，就像一个形容，它今天是一个杯子有洞嘛，有把水漏掉了。然后有漏就是有烦恼的升起的时候，我们的功德就不见了，就自信就没有办法显现，功德就不见了。所以叫做一把无明火哈，烧掉功德林。
So you understand the expression, right? With outflow, it means the analogy oftentimes is it's a cup, it's a glass where there's a hole at the bottom, and whatever water that's filled into the cup leaks away, and that's referring to our practice or virtue where it's not firm and easily when we have vexations or when we become angry, then everything is gone. So there's another common Chinese expression saying that. With the rise of the fire of your anger, the entire forest of virtue gets burned away immediately. And that's something we have to be really cautious about.
这个无明火，大家讲到火队以为就是嗔心哈，哎，一般都讲是嗔心的，就是一把火吧，烧掉你的功德林啊。其实它是没有这么狭窄，烦恼就是它其实无明的，就是讲到我们的烦恼，我们心性里面，我们还有很多的这些烦恼，有烦恼在，这个烦恼只要任何一个烦恼发动呢，你就会你的功德就不见了。所以这个就漏掉了，其实就不漏掉，其实就是被遮住了。他的心性就是那本性，清净湛然的本性就不能显现，看到的就是烦恼。所以我们刚才看到，我们大概是不是看到凡夫，就是凡夫，也都是烦恼。啊，如果我们有真正，所以《坛经》讲真正的功德呢，就是一定是断无明，断无明才能见到你的自性，是这样子。
Let me make a correction. I said the fire of anger is actually the fire of ignorance. And oftentimes when we talk about this fire of ignorance, people tend to link it to anger or that kind of thing. But it's actually broader. Any kind of vexation, any kind of lacking in clarity is related to this fire which can burn away your virtues or at least obstruct it, that your...true nature will be obstructed and can no longer be accessed, be seen, and everybody just becomes like ordinary person. So, in the Six Patriarch Sutra, it's pertinent for us to remove this ignorance.
好，我们接着我再讲一个故事。
Let me give you another story.
因为这个讲到布施的这个啊，这边讲到说布施供养呢，讲到功德需自信，见性呢才是功德嘛，哈，布施供养不是功德，所以师父呢就是特别讲一个真实的故事哈。那我觉得我印象非常深刻，我觉得这个故事在讲这一段的时候一定要拿来讲。
Because we're talking about this sentence right now, merit and virtue should be seen with one's own nature, not sought through giving and making offerings. So immediately pop into my mind is this story of Shifu, and I feel it's directly related to the sentence. And so I feel I must tell you right now.
就是在也是龙禅寺嘛哈，那时候我们龙禅寺，台湾的那时候很多，即使现在应该是很多很多台风嘛，这应该是夏天吧。可是台风来临之后，来袭之后呢，龙禅寺就是就叫悲盘狼藉，不能讲，叫什么？不叫悲盘狼藉，整个那个莲雾树啊，因为四周都是莲雾树嘛，整个都被刮倒了倒啊，叶子落嘛。整个这个停车场都是很凌乱的，那天是礼拜天，就是很快就等一下就要开禅坐会，那法师就想说赶快整理，那刚好来了一个菩萨，要禅坐会的菩萨过来打坐了，那法师看到有菩萨，可能太好，将来见到救星了，就告诉菩萨赶快来帮忙清理一下哈，然后那个菩萨不讲话，看他不讲话，然后这法师又讲说赶快呀，等一下就禅坐会开始了。这个菩萨就也是不讲话，后来这个菩萨这个法师就不敢讲话，因为他脸色很难看，那位菩萨脸色很难看。那后来这个那个菩萨就冷冷丢一句话过来说：“我是来求见性的，你这个能叫我见性吗？”把节目讲完了，然后这个。我问那法师要讲什么？一下哇，这句话太厉害了哈！法师刚愣住，不知道怎么回答的，还要讲话讲不出来的，讲不出来。师父刚好在后面，师父刚刚在看后面，以为他认为直觉是好戏要上场，师父跟着看什么好戏。然后这个那法师还不想怎么回答，然后那个菩萨第二句话又丢过来，说：“清净国土净，他清你干什么？”师父赶快躲起来了。
So it was some years ago, and also happening in Taipei in the Nongchan Monastery. And I think that was a summertime. And in summertime, there are usually a lot of typhoons in Taipei, Taiwan. And so one day, a typhoon just passed and leaving the temple a mess. All the tree branches fell onto the parking lot. And so it really needs to be cleared away because, within a few, maybe half an hour, the meditation gathering is going to begin. So the monk or nun at charge was really anxious, and he or she was really busy trying to clear away the place, make it as neat as possible for the meditation to begin. And so in the process of cleaning up and all in a big hurry, suddenly a person came. This person came to participate in the meditation practice. And so the Fashi was really happy seeing someone, finally coming, and maybe this person can help me. And so he approached this person and saying, can you please help? We really need a lot of help right now, clearing away the place so that the regular gathering can continue. And this person just looked at the Fashi coldly, not saying anything. And Fashi then continued, please, we really need to hurry. We don't have much time left. And this person then coldly replies, I came here to seek true self nature. I want to see my self nature. So what can this sweeping do to me? What can, does it help me? And immediately the Fashi was silent, not there to say anything because, this. And Fashi didn't know what to say to reply to this person. And this time, Shifu happened to be in the back, and he was about to step out before this whole thing happened, but upon hearing that, he immediately pulled himself back and hid himself, thinking, let me, stay in the back and see what's going to happen. It seems like something interesting might happen right now. And so, not getting any answer, that person then said, say another phrase, when the mind is pure, then the land is pure as well. So what good does it do to sweep? Why should we sweep? And Fashi didn't say anything. And Shifu, upon hearing that, he hid away. He ran away, thinking, this is too interesting. I don't know exactly what to say. So that's what transpired. and I think this case is extremely interesting to share.
讲这个哈，我们绝产的这个很重要哈，就不要像他这样，他这个是错误的，师父是开始讲的，这个是错误的，这是邪偏的哈。这个我们绝产呢，说要想明心见性，它是这个是见性是一种，对，这是见心性的，是一个理的，真的不开理是不离开事的，事向上的就是刚刚其实讲的布施、持戒、忍辱，这个精进、禅定，这些都是事向，你还是要修的。你事向上没有修圆满呢，你要想要见到心性，这是不可能的。
So basically.Shifu retold the story to us as to demonstrate that this kind of mentality is erroneous. In our practice of Chan, yes, you know, we are striving to see our self-nature. Seeing your self-nature has to do with understanding the deep principles. But at the same time, you have to also work at things at a phenomenal level. So when we talk about practicing charity, keeping precepts, and tolerating insult, these are practices that we still have to hone at a worldly phenomenal level. Without perfecting them, without really cultivating your virtues, it will be impossible for anyone to see your true nature.
所以我们学佛呢，第一就是要发菩提心哈。那这说发菩提心，那觉悟的心呢，就是学佛成佛的心。成佛的心呢，其实我们首先发四弘誓愿。第一个是度众生边誓愿度，度众生。其实度众生的目的，真正的是其实度自己。让自己的整个无明烦恼习气能见脱落，就像刚刚讲布施持戒忍辱，真正的其实是利益自己的。这是讲好先翻好。
So, in our practice of Buddhism, one of the first things is we need to make bodhi resolve to strive to reach Buddhahood, and so.That's why oftentimes we recite the four great vows. And the first of the four great vows is, I vow to save all sentient beings. And sentient beings, which actually includes ourselves, that we need to save ourselves and alleviate ourselves from vexations.
接着事项上的布施、持戒呢、忍辱呢，种种的这个就是在一种修舍、修施呢，其实是事项上是好像是自己损失，对自己损失自己体力、时间啊、财力啊，让他人、让其他的得到利益。实际上呢，是真的是利益自己，最得到最大的收获呢，最大的进化是自己。
So when we are practicing charity, keeping precepts, and tolerating insults, on the surface, it may look like we're merely helping other people, but at our own cost, that we're losing time, or losing money, or we're losing our energy to help other people. But in truth, we are actually benefiting ourselves the most.
事项上是这个做度众生，就是只要我有的，只要对方有需求的，我没有条件，全部给任何一个人，只要我有，就不论体力、财力、这个佛法，这个有多少就提供多少，这是度众生。这个事项上这样做，其实最终是利益自己，让自己进化。
So at the phenomenal level, when we talk about liberating all sentient beings, it may look like we are, you know, just fulfilling all their wishes, helping them as much as we can. It may look like it's all for others, but ultimately it's truly benefiting ourselves.
所以我们的那个菩萨是很宝贝哈，自己心还没清净，就心净国土净，自己骗自己哈，这个是。所以就这师父很诚恳诚诚一直在强调说，修行一定是从布施供养开始的。只有唯有借着布施供养，你才要舍，你能舍你的自我，才能够减轻减少。
So, going back to the story of with that person asking all those really poignant questions, that person, you know, saying the phrase, "Oh, once the mind is pure, then the land will be pure too." This person is merely fooling himself because his mind is definitely not pure. So, you know, he's just saying the words. And so Shifu then reminded us that it's ultimately, it's very, very important to practice charity and precepts and tolerating insults. And by perfecting these, then we can then truly see our self nature.
所以大家学习禅静啊，听着这个禅静呢，要大家有智慧，要有天恒。而且就强调是不要以为说是见不是布施供养，不是布施供养，功德才是自信内见，才是正功德。布施供养不是这样意思，要很清楚啊。这个其实它都是互相关联。我会继续讲，大家不要被这个要。要有智慧去折法啊，有智慧折法。
So when we're reading the Six Patriarch Sutra, you really need to exercise your wisdom, your understanding. So even though the phrase says, merit and virtue should be seen within one's own nature, not sought through giving and making offerings, but actually the practice of giving and making offerings is also related to seeing one's own nature. These two are interrelated. And you really have to read it with discrimination and with true understanding.
凡是不愿意修布施供养的人，想要见性很难，就算见性，这是见到假的性。
So anyone who doesn't want to practice giving and practice making offerings, it would be literally impossible to see your true nature. Even if you have seen so-called your nature, it's not really seeing your true nature. Whatever you're experiencing is merely, it's false.
什么原因？
Why is that?
刚刚听前面讲的。大家就认住了，发出一些反击，叫你们下去。什么原因？刚刚在前面讲了，你们谁也可以回答。
So why is it that if you don't practice giving and making offerings, then it will be impossible to see true self nature? Why is that? I explained the logic before. Are you stuck?
我要习惯听，闭耳朵。All right, try. 没办法，太过瘾了。
I already regret raising my hand. if practicing giving and precepts and patience, as Flasha said, doesn't necessarily show us our self natures, but it does help us get a control over our vexations. Our vexations are decreased, and our general approach to life is calmer, and we're not being jerked around all the time by vexations to the same extent that we were before we practiced. Well, when you see through your nature, when we actually get to the point where we can have no vexations at all, and really break through, that's when you see your nature, as I understand it. That's Shifu said to me, when you really eliminate all vexations, then that's, you're there, right? Well, you've got to, you know, it's, and he also said, you know, it's, you know, practice is gradual, but enlightenment is sudden. And, you know, we have to go through the gradual process of practicing with some control over ourselves, and then eventually maybe, if causes and conditions are right or whatever, we'll have an insight in which something happens that really, really eliminates all vexation, at least for a moment, right? And then that's the moment. But you gotta start at the beginning. You know, you gotta start from where you are. Right?
所以贝尔菩萨他说的，他的答案是，虽然说，布施，等一下，虽然说布施并不是马上能够让你见性，可是布施能够帮助我们减轻我们的烦恼，所以我们不会被烦恼东拉西扯的，然后能够渐渐的得到自在。那师父也曾经说过，说修行是渐进的。虽然说开悟是会， 当下的，是突然发生的，可是你必定要经过这个过程才能够达到开悟的境界。那当你去掉所有的烦恼的时候，就是你的自信的显现。
这个没有时间再回应他，也没有错了哈，但是就是没有错。好，我们先继续讲这个。跟前面讲的是一样的，你就透过这个不是直接忍辱呢，你就不断的把自己的自我慢慢慢慢能够自我不再这么这样坚固。所以我们修行的就是真的是一定就是要发，首先要发菩提心，要能够难者能者，要能够难忍能忍，这样子来修行，这样才能够消融你自己内在自我的这种障碍，才能够渐渐能够见到自己的自信。
So your answer is fine, and I'm going to move on. The practice of charity and keeping precepts and tolerating insults all has to do with dissolving the sense of self. And when you're truly able to give up what's hard to give up and tolerate what is hard to tolerate, then your sense of self would gradually decrease and eventually being completely shut away.
讲到这里，你们可能会有一个问题说，那这样谭经讲的这个布施是两面功德，有没有讲错呢？
So some of you may have a question right now, thinking that, well, if the sutra is saying that giving and making offerings does not mean virtue, is that right? Is that correct?
没有讲错，谭经也没有讲错，但是我刚刚跟季师父讲道理也没有讲错。哎，那怎么？那这样，我们诸位要有智慧，要两个汇通在一起。换句话就反过来讲，如果我们不先做布施供养，要想见性很难。那这意思就是这样。反过来讲，见性是真功德，布施持戒不是真的功德，布施供养不是真的功德。但是如果我们不先做布施供养，要想能够见性很难。所以换句话说，这个其实这两个把它汇归在一起，见性是我们最后的目的，布施供养是我们的手段，对，这是手段。那这个你要这个事项上要做，才能达到我们的达到见到你的这个见到空性的理，大家知道吗？
So actually, the sutra is right, and the examples that gave by Shi Fu and me is also right. That yes, if according to the sutra, seeing one's true self nature is true virtue, and the practice of giving and making offerings is not true virtue. But at the same time, if you don't practice giving and making offerings first, then it will literally be impossible to see your true self nature. So, in other words,seeing true nature is the end, is the goal that we're trying to achieve, and making offerings and practicing giving, those are means to the end.
我只强调讲了，借着这些事项，就是不是直接只是一个代名词，包括这些其实是六度万行，就六度万行借着这个事项不断的这个由粗到到细，由浅到深，让自己的内心的这些烦恼习污名习气呢慢慢脱落，所以说他的最后能够见性，就是达到我们的目的。但是呢，这个戒指的手段是这样的，慢慢的走，慢慢走，最后见到自己的心性的光明。
So giving and making offerings, those are the two listed here, but it's really referring, it's representing all the 10,000 deeds and the six paramitas that we should try to practice. Even though doing them itself is not seeing one's true nature, but it's pertinent to practice them so that our vexations will decrease and we will have less habitual tendencies, be less bound by them, and eventually will lead to seeing nature and lead to greater freedom.
那我就问诸位，那布施供养没有功德，不是功德，那福德要不要修？
So even though making offerings and practicing giving is not true virtue, but do you still have to practice them for blessings?
福德还是要修，还是要修啊，因为我们福德呢，我们说佛成佛嘛，学佛真的是我们修行就是要修他成佛，成佛怎么能成佛呢？福德智慧嘛，福慧两足尊嘛，要两家都圆满就成佛。
So even though it's not true virtue, but you still have to practice it to attain the blessings. Because after all, what do we have to do to attain Buddhahood? We have to practice both merit and virtue to attain Buddhahood. And so the practice of both are essential.
所以大家记得哈，福德还是要修的，福德还是要修，但是我们要知道，福德不是功德，功德是指的智慧。福德是指我们刚刚讲的这个布施供养啊，修一切的利益众生的事情，这就是福德。
So let me again reiterate that the practice of merit and blessings are still essential, even though it's not the same as virtue. Virtue is, according to the sutra, seeing one's true nature. So the practice of the six paramitas are not the same as seeing one's true nature, but it's essential. It's a building block toward attaining Buddhahood.
好，今天这个功德篇就讲完了，大家有没有疑问？
Now we have finished talking about this chapter on merit and virtue. Do you have any questions at this time?
没问题。
Earlier in your talk, when you were talking about the six paramitas, there are another four given as there being a total of 10. There are kindness, joy, and two more. Did you say them again?
Kindness, 慈悲喜舍. Kindness, compassion, joy, and giving.
自无量心.
The four immeasurable mind.
应该也是这么讲，我们修六度呢，就让我们心能够慢慢转慈悲喜舍。
Another way to look at it is once you are able to practice the six paramitas, you can transform our mind to correspond to the four immeasurable mind, correspond with compassion, joy, giving, and kindness.
这个佛法真的这个跟世间的观念刚好相反，刚好颠倒。世间是要拥有，这越多越好。这个一间房子，一栋房子还不够，要越多越栋，常常越很多，永远不嫌少的。而这个，所以你自我就永远就是很坚固，是越来越坚固，那就是苦恼不断。那佛法就是叫你舍，不断的施舍，就是让目的其实让你自我越来越淡薄。越来越淡薄，自我越淡薄呢，你就是你的心，你的那种快乐呢，放松自在呢，就越大，那么心就那种清净呢，就慢慢就能显现，就能显现。
Buddhism operates in the opposite direction than the worldly ways of doing things. In the worldly sense, people try to gain.The more I gain, the happier I will become. But in truth, the more you gain, you grasp onto them, the more vexations you have, and the more rigid sense of self you are going to have. But in Buddhism, what we're encouraging is to give. And the act of giving and will help you shed away vexations and your sense of self, which will lead to freedom.
我们的佛修学佛的问题就是我们也是会走嘛，就是，但是我们很就是因为没有就是真的见到空性，见到心性，不知道空的道理，我们会有所坚持的分别。这个我喜欢我就给，这不喜欢的不给，我这来自这给大给少，给小给好给好坏，有分别，这样就是有漏的。所以大家，我们大家都是佛，都是学佛人，要知道这个要领关键，修舍，修施舍呢，同时就是不要减持对象，就是这有缘呢，看缘的，这有什么就给什么，对方要什么给什么，那这个自己不要太多的这个怎样怎么样的，这是跟你自我刚好这是障碍的。
As we're all already on the path of practice, the problem with not seeing the true nature is when we're trying to practice giving, you know, we may be very happy, we're willing to give, but our giving is not indiscriminate. We give more to those that we like, and then we give less or none to those that we dislike. And so we have to remember that in the practice of giving, we should be indiscriminate, and that would benefit our practice.
所以常常检测自己的心念的这个念头啊，所以这个六度的波罗蜜里面有一个禅定，禅定是说，让你的心性能够清楚、清明，就是知道自己的念头起心动念，能够进一步的能够抉择说这个念头不对，这念头跟佛法的道理不相应，这又是自己的烦恼，不断的去舍，不断的去淡化，慢慢的心就逐渐的清，就澄清了。
So that means that we have to rigorously examine our own mind and our thought at all times, and that's why within the six paramitas there's some meditation or concentration power, and to have that means we can be clear and lucid at all times, be aware of what we're thinking and understand when we're making mistakes in the way we think, andThat will also help us in our practice of giving. And over a period of time, the mind can become more lucid and settled.
好，今天就到这边圆满了。
That will be the end of our talk today. We have completed the chapter.